It's about a kind of a teen coming into their adolescence, and they feel trapped in this small town in terms of family relations, with a grandmother getting more and more ill, a mother struggling to make ends meet to feed the family, and a shut-in brother who's went full neat and is just like the worst temperament, and he just feels so trapped. And then he's kind of locked into construction work because his childhood friend slash bully has kind of roped him into it, and there's nothing for him to do, and he just feels so hopeless. And then he comes across someone, and they offer him a certain thing. There's a legend in the town from a, because there was a famous novel based on the town, and I think it's called, what is it, the lover's quarry, or the lover's jump. And it's this spot in the river past the shrine where the characters in the book commit suicide by jumping into the river because they just felt so trapped by the village, because it was during like the Edo period, I think. The lovers in the novel did it, or the lovers in the novel are based on people who did that in the town years past. But yeah, it gets really interesting and just horrifically looks into the human condition, and there's a lot of relatable stuff in there to a degree in terms of feeling isolated and trapped and hopeless.
Reminds me of Inio Asano type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a lot of it is the same sort of vibe, like the hopelessness of the human condition, and like
mm-hmm.
people not being there for you when you need them, that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. Who's my favorite Boys Abyss female? Gambari, there you go. Female character. Yeah, character. It would be probably the childhood friend, the female childhood friend, the cute panda girl, you could say, based on her characteristics, because she's sort of in the same boat as him, but just so insecure, and it's just awful. You feel so bad for her. Spoilers, technically, to a degree, but hey-ho. Yeah. It's all kind of revealed in the first chapter with certain characters anyway, or their introductions. You kind of gleam a basis of their personality to a degree anyway, so it's not too spoilery, I say. But yeah, that's Boys Abyss. And the other stuff I would recommend would be, well, going away from the dark topics, the creeping stuff, into more lighthearted stuff, there's a, I don't even know if I can pronounce this very